There's been so many horrible stories all week. Throughout the weekend, I couldn't go on social media or even watching football yesterday without devastating images of what's happening not so far away. And it just seems so odd still that things are pretty quiet here and not so quiet just a few hours away. And with all the horrible stories, thankfully, come some positive stories.
Casey is the owner of a dog named Oreo, and Casey thought he lost Oreo to the fires when 5 days later he was reunited.
It's Chica Chica! It's Chica Chica! Hi, Bobo! How's the fire? Oh, honey! Oh, honey! Oh, my God! You're alive! You're alive! Oh, honey! Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God.
I mean, that's exactly how I would sound if Roger the puppy emerged from some ashes of a fire that I thought I lost him in. That's exactly how I would sound.
So Casey wasn't able to get to his house and had talked to a firefighter who said he would try to get his dogs. And he was able to get one of his dogs, but Oreo ran away from him.
Oh,
and
man.
Then with the work of a dog tracker, Oreo was too scared to approach anybody. But with the work of a dog tracker, they got a hold of Casey, who was able, you heard, to coax him down the driveway to get him to come. So, a lovely story.
I mean, finally, a lovely story. I was talking with a buddy of mine, Mark, who lives in Malibu. And Mark was ironically evacuated from his home during the Pepperdine fires just a few weeks ago. And it, just a weird turn of events, that fire caused a natural burn around his neighborhood, which actually saved his neighborhood from this line of fires.
Sure. There was a natural fire break then because
of
that.
And I'm just going to say what he said on my social. I personally know 10 families who have lost everything. Regular, hardworking people who raised their kids in these homes, made memories in these homes, and rebuilding while possible cannot replace the serenity that they once felt there. Grateful that my home has so far been spared, but as helicopters buzz overhead, I'm reminded that the fire rages on and tomorrow more people will be homeless. Still, despite this horrific tragedy, I continue to see the best of people, neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. There is good in the world, and I'm grateful to be witness to it.
It's a great thing to remind people of, and so much of the communities, these smaller communities, have come together to help each other. And you know what, John, I just want to bring this up because you had posted this on social media. You know, forget the mansions that burned down.
It's still people's homes.
Right, yeah.
They're still where they raised their children, where they raised their grandchildren. And it's not just their homes, it's their clothes. It's, yes, can they rebuild? Of course they can.
Yeah, but they can't replace photographs. They can't replace priceless heirlooms. And there are so many more families who were in homes that were generational homes, meaning their grandparents had purchased these homes. And throughout the years, it has stayed within the family. And there are plenty, unfortunately, of working people who lost their home. They aren't rich, and there's no way they're going to be able to recover from that.
And it doesn't matter if they're rich or not. I mean, it's just, how about some compassion, please? Yes, people, as Tammy just mentioned, a lot of non-famous people lost everything they had as well. And I'm hearing, why are we hearing about them? Because they're not famous. Of course they're going to talk about famous people on the news.
Yeah.
That's what gets people to watch. It doesn't make it any less or more tragic. People are losing everything that they have. So please, just some compassion.
Right.
And if you're saying, oh, they're rich, it doesn't matter, stop. Just be nice.
There's so many great stories. So let's share those. That's what I want to say.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.